Hey, good morning, Kelvin.
Good morning. Good morning.
You know what today is?
It's Friday.
Any guesses on what episode number?
Let me count. 141?
Hey, very good. Very good. Welcome to the new people in the chat. And if you're listening to us on your way to work in audio or you're watching us on YouTube, happy to have you. Thanks a lot for being part of the show. And today's history. We're going to make history today. Instead of the show notes being off screen and wonder what I'm going to talk about, I'm going to screen share. And so this might be a bump in the ride. Brace yourself. Entire screen, share. And then, sorry about that, to infinity and beyond, but we have to do that. There's probably a way to do it. I haven't figured out what it is. But let's talk about this week's wrap up so we stay under the 10 minutes that we promised. On Monday, the 18th, we had an article from Lisa Koivu, who talked about 30 ways to promote your blog post for free. She's in the notes. She says, you know, it's easy to write a blog post. The hard part is promotion, getting people to actually see your post. And so she's got a recipe of 30 ways to promote that post. And we've got the link in the show notes. You can see it right there. On Tuesday, on SEO Tips Tuesday, we talked about recommending local SEO as a promising career for millennials, an article by Miriam Ellis that she wrote for Moz, and the link's in the show notes. The fact that the people that are millennials, people born in 1982 for the next 6 years up to 88, maybe a bit longer, are known as millennials. And they're the people that know about local businesses, the local schools, the parks organizations, and churches. So who better to do local SEO than the people that know it best, that know that community the best? Then, also in the show notes from Tuesday, there's a local SEO checklist. And I put that into the show notes and also link to it here. The infographic they've got lists six different business types, match your model to the Google guidelines, and it's all chapter and verse right there. One thing I want to point out on PO boxes and virtual offices, not acceptable. You can get a PO box in there, and the way you do it on your GMB, your Google My Business link, is you put in the address for the post office. And your post office box is unit, like mine is unit 120. A little shameless plug there. So give that a go. You'll find that to be doable and follow the steps through there and get your business into the local SEO by indexing it here. Then you've given that a best effort. Faisal Kaleem also posted in the show notes, there's 10 things that he suggested on getting your local SEO done better. And finally, in Schema, which is a technology and the SEO tags that you put into your site to make it work better with the search bots, Schema doesn't give you a phone number listing when you do an organization. So you have to use microdata generator to get that done. And the link is in the notes. Then after you've done that, show people when you're open for business, go into your contact information, into your GMB and put down your hours and information. And that makes it work. Okay. The Thursday show, we talked about B2B stuff and the new things in B2B marketing having to do with user experience and the expectation of users. They don't want a big fluffy thrill a minute ride on their web page. You just want the facts. Keep it flat, keep it simple, keep it mobile ready. If your site's not mobile ready, make it get that way and it will work much better for you than not being that. And then the last thing that we talked about in the notes, Pardot.com has got design trends for B2B marketing, and it's three design trends to elevate your marketing in B2B. And remember that B2B marketing is different than business to consumer. There's a definite switch in that instance. And so that's the end of our first ever screen sharing moment on Fire Talk. And now we'll get to doing shout outs. Big thank you to Fraser Ramsey, the company that likes to clean in Edinburgh, Scotland. Now, brief note, there are rumors about a video being circulated, somewhat questionable content, and that's all I know. Have you heard that, Kelvin?
Yeah, I think it's going to be subject to a PG rating.
Okay, so we'll have to find out. If we can get a copy of that, we'll share it on the show and in a future episode, but we're working on that to dispel those rumors. Big thank you to Screencast-O-Matic. It's the screen recorder we use to record this show with. Thank you to Eileen. I mean, she's in chat. We better do that. Eileen Smith, basicblogtips.com. Give us that episode recorder. And also, speaking of episodes, the show notes are available at the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. Thank you, co-host Kelvin, for that nudge, because I need those from time to time. Go there and you'll get the link for today's show. And it probably will be in an hour from now. Then the other shout outs and thank yous are in the show notes. All the audio and video CDNs that host our show. Big thanks to Podbean, of course, for having us. Follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And of course, as always, which I almost always forget, on blab.im, the other casual conversation place that we occupy from time to time, there's a show called Friends Just Chatting. Do I call it a show? It's a place. It's not even a show. There's no structure. There's no topic. It's Friends Just Chatting. That's what it is. So look for that logo at blab.im to find them and give it a go. What? As they say in the mother country. And so on that note, I think I'm going to say those three magic words I say at the end of every show.
Did you forget anything?
I don't think I did. Did I?
We were going to thank people in the chat for all their applause. And.
Oh, yes. In the Fire Talk chat, there's a function there that they can thank us and give us a gift. Well, we had a huddle up kind of a business meeting this morning. We'll not be able to discount your invoice for the gifts that you give us in Fire Talk. And on that note, I'm going to say those three magic words. It's a wrap.